Blog Talk Radio.
Where you fall, Jesus, who can despise us, Jesus, who will
Greetings, beloved friends, and welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Vasia Smith-McConnishy. And that was Jesus' Love by the Commodores, featuring the voice of the incredibly talented Lionel Richie. And this song, the choir actually sung this song today at worship service. And every time I hear it, it just, literally puts me in a state and a mindset of total surrender and worship and praise. Not that I need a song to do that, but that's just kind of sets the tone and the atmosphere. Jesus is love, right? That's really the essence of our faith and our walk with him as we approach Resurrection Sunday in the Easter season, particularly remembering the matchless sacrifice that was made in our behalf, Jesus Christ's crucifixion on the cross. But he didn't stay there, right? We know that he's resurrected by the Father and ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father and has all power and all glory and all dominion forever and ever in heaven and in earth. Amen. Today is going to be an interesting show. It's probably the first two-in-one episode I've done. As we close out March today and the weather is frigid, I am just so completely astounded as to how cold it was today. And I wore a sundress and sandals to church because I changed out of my sandals once I got to church into my formal church shoes, but it didn't break 50 degrees today, and so I was like a chestnut brown popsicle or whatever in church as well as outside of church. But anyway, I know temperatures are supposed to be rising the latter part of the week, so can't wait for that time to get here. But God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Spring break is ending. Return to work tomorrow, and of course, it's never enough time, and I thank God for the time that I got, renewal and refreshment and a chance to take care of some business and start some spring cleaning type things. Definitely didn't get it all done, but did start some of it, and just had, a fabulous week. I shared some with you on Thursday. Friday, revival, and yesterday was, they spent all day at church, but Lord knows it was so spiritually uplifting and enlightening. We had a leadership workshop for all leaders in our church at FBC Murfreesboro, and even those who attend other churches. It was opened up to him as well, and we had some very dynamic speakers who I'm going to put in our people of influence for today, just to mention them, and when we had some guest pastors as well for worship service. Well, some were actually not pastors, preachers. Two were within our own church family, and then we had a brother in Christ, a pastor from another church, a neighboring church, and our pastor, Pastor James Carroll, went to preach at his church, and that particular pastor came to preach at ours. So I'm sorry, I got sidetracked from talking about episodes for today, but just wanted to give those updates. God is God's blessed. Yesterday, after the leadership workshop, the women's ministry hosted and sponsored the Art of War, which was a spiritual warfare kind of seminar, in which, we just really came together, and the Holy Spirit was in the midst as we just cast out and cast down strongholds and demonic forces and powers that keep us bound or discouraged or whatever the case may be, and just declare the victory of the Lord in these areas of our lives. So, those are a people of influence, our women's ministry, and the other ministries at our church and in any church that is functioning and reaching people and helping to bring souls into the kingdom. Just want to celebrate and recognize those individuals. Yesterday, as I said, we did have the workshop, leadership workshop, and we had Dr. Corrine Jackson, Jessica Rich, Martrell Harris, Brady Cooper, and then Sean Calhoun as an MC or facilitator, if you will, as well as Janice McCarroll, who planned the entire event leadership workshop with her Bridge ministry team. So just want to give a shout out. It was a blessing to hear these speakers and the insights and what the Lord put on their hearts to share with us about leadership and some of the main points that came out of that. Servanthood is a huge part of leadership. And in fact, going back to scripture, which Dr. Corrine Jackson did, making several scripture references just to the fact that, you know, Jesus himself said the least will be the greatest in heaven and the greatest down here will be the least. And he said, if I cannot wash your feet, and he's talking to his disciples because Peter was like, no, Lord, you can't wash my feet. He said, then you have no part in me. You know, talking about how Jesus himself was, you know, a servant leader. He came to serve others and to be humble and show us what humility looked like, obviously coming from, you know, royalty, being, you know, the Son of God, and living, you know, amongst us, you know, as one of us. So that was a powerful point from her, welcoming sort of inspirational message. And then in the breakout sessions, we had Dr. Martrell Harris, and he spoke specifically about you know, basically organizing leadership in an innovative mindset in ministry and innovation, you know, moving forward. How do we move forward here in the 21st century, in which we're almost 20 years into it, in terms of, you know, being in our business, which is saving souls. It's a business what we're about. It's our purpose and our mission. So he had some great stories to share and very helpful information. And then Brady Cooper, Pastor Brady Cooper, he spoke about change and transitions in ministry and just reminding us some things and making us aware of some things that can help to augment, you know, what we're trying to do, what we are doing, and what we're endeavoring to do in the name of Jesus Christ. So powerful. And then, of course, like I said, the women's ministry, spiritual warfare. If you've never seen the movie War Room, which I'm assuming by now most people have seen it, definitely is something that you want to see. Whatever your background or your church denomination or affiliation, your ethnicity, whatever the case may be, because it is so powerful, and it just really, you know, urges all of us as Christians to just be more fervent and intentional about our prayer lives and, you know, what we want to see the Lord do in our lives, you know, for his glory and according to his will, and that our faith really is, you know, essential and integral in that. You know, our trust of him and our walk with him must be first and foremost. So praise report, again, spring break was great. Would have wished for some warmer weather, but that's okay. And, you know, praise God for the couple warm days again and for safe travels to and from home. Definitely, you know, with my son at work, things seem to go well. But our pastor, James McCarroll of First Baptist Church, Murfreesboro, has, you know, put out a call or, you know, 52-day prayer, I guess, journey or experience with the Lord where, you know, he's been preaching on Nehemiah, chapter 4, I believe, and, you know, building and rebuilding and vision. And so just people making prayer requests about how they want to see the Lord move or hope that the Lord will move in their lives in particular areas of rebuilding and restoration and all of this, and the hopeful outcomes, you know, according to the Lord's will, and then the 52 days of consistent prayer and fasting as, you know, the Holy Spirit leads with respect to these areas. So I'm doing it, and I'm going to, you know, share with my son about doing that. So just prayers for that, for all those prayer requests throughout our entire church. So that, as well as, you know, I have some personal prayers. If you listen to the show, you know, presently I'm in the process of getting a divorce. So just the Lord's, you know, will and his way to, you know, work in that situation. You know, my heart is definitely open to restoration should my husband, you know, be willing to relinquish the outside relationship that he has developed. And then also, you know, prayers for my son and the Lord guiding him and leading him, directing him in terms of his future, you know, as a young man, vision for that, vision for where he is to go. And then we turn to school tomorrow, and we're going to be in the last 8 weeks. So just prayers that the students and the teachers would be able to just sustain and persevere. We've got testing coming up, the state testing, so that's really kind of the push of getting ready for that right now on the, and then the 2 weeks of the testing, and then May, of course, will be a month that flies by. I usually do college and career guidance, and we bring in some speakers to cover some other topics. But middle school success for those fifth graders transitioning. But, you know, just that the Lord will be with us, you know, during this you know, very exciting but often tiring time. And my dad's birthday is actually Thursday. So just prayers that the Lord will be with him as he turns a sensational 71. And, you know, the Lord continue to bless him in many ways. So let's have prayer. Dear Father God in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for your continued blessings, your grace and mercy. Lord, I just ask right now that you would be with those individuals in leadership and churches, Lord, and may those seeking to get involved in a church and with a church and through a church family, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would just lead them in that way. Send those individuals to them that can be mentors or guides, Lord, as they pray, as they seek out that fit for them and for their lives, Lord. I pray that you would just continue to strengthen leaders and refine and improve us, Lord. We can always improve and grow. Lord, I pray for, you know, implanting us, you know, Christians in and throughout the community in other ways and outreach, Lord, that would bring others in. You know, we should constantly be reaching out and sharing the word, Lord, and also in the workplaces. We know there are people struggling in their workplaces, in their jobs, with just the different challenges they face, Lord. Be within the midst. Have the Holy Spirit just cover them. Give them joy. Give them peace. Give them optimism, Lord, about their work situations. And if they're working with difficult people, Lord, I just ask that you would bridge those relationships and connections, Lord, for as long as you have them there in the particular season of their lives and the space that they're in, Lord. And I pray again for our students, Lord, and in schools and for the teachers and just getting through the next several weeks, Lord, and keep up the enthusiasm and the energy, Lord, that is there as we teach these children, as we model for them and share with them, Lord. I pray for my father who will be having his birthday April 4th, Lord. Please be with him in every way and bless him. In your son Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. And I wanted to mention real quick the the ministers who preached today at my church, so Minister D. Earl Singleton and Minister Annette Glimpse, and then Pastor Jason Scales, I think from New Believers in Christiana, which is actually one of the schools where I teach. But anyway, God just put them there. Their, you know, sermons, their messages were outstanding, and the Lord really moved in that way today, the Holy Spirit. And so talking today about ministry, March into ministry, as we close out March, and just to recap, so we talked in the first episode about marriage as the foundation of ministry, really, and the foundation for us of the family, because that was the first institution that God created between individuals, and then extending from this. So we talked about, you know, a Christian-centered marriage and what that looks like, and then we talked about parenthood as an extension of the family, and so what does that look like to be parents who are ministering to your children, you know, about the Lord and rearing them in the admonition of the Lord. And today, like I said, we're going to do a two-in-one, close it out, church work and community work, and then the employment or the professions and with the purpose. So let's look at first church work. And I have been in church work for 20 plus years, but I have not always been, you know, really grounded and rooted in the Lord. In fact, it was just last year in 2018 that I was. So I want to preface this by saying, yes, you can be used by the Lord even if you're not where you, you know, and we're never totally where we need to be. Understand that. We're always growing. But if you're like way off track and off base with the Lord in your own spiritual life, you can still be used by God. You're just not going to be as effective, and you're not going to walk in the victory, and then you can't really, that doesn't emanate from you, in other words. So it's not like people can't learn, and it's not as though people can't learn and God can't work through you, but your effectiveness is diminished because it does start within us and us having the joy of the Lord and the victory, and, you know, the, you know, understanding that we are redeemed and delivered and walking in that truth, that really makes a difference. So I just ask, if you are someone who really struggles continually, and I mean, we all have intermittent struggles and things come up in our lives and challenges and we get down, but if you have, you know, I had a continual, you know, 20 plus year struggle and areas of my life that were just completely out of order. And if that's you, first of all, don't feel bad. You're not the only one I'm seeing or telling you about my business. But I can say that you need to really, you know, pray and seek the Lord and ask the Lord to place you where you need to be to grow. And I don't necessarily mean a physical place. Sometimes it does involve a physical place. It did for me. But more so in the place and the space of surrender and submission and a willingness to be in God's will, whatever that looks like for you, because that is the best. We know that all things work together for the good, for those who love the Lord and call the Lord first. Now, looking at, these are five things the Holy Spirit revealed to me about church work and community work. And again, I'm in what you would call a mini mega church, about 2,000 members, and currently here in Murfreesboro. And I do occasionally attend another church here as well that is much smaller. I'm Seventh-day Adventist Church, but my primary fellowship and my ministry and all is at First Baptist Church, Murfreesboro. So, and I have a church back home. It's also an Adventist church that is a smaller church that I still work in and contribute. You know, the Lord, you know, has still allowed for that place and the opportunity there. But so I never thought that I would be where I am, okay, and be growing and, you know, thriving in my spiritual walk in a way I never had before. I never thought it would look. One of the things is you want to pray about opportunities to serve in your church and your community. If you don't have a church home, pray about the Lord, you know, sending you or guiding you or leading you to that church home, and then pray about opportunities to serve, because we should all be serving in a church in which we call home. It's part of our family. And just like within your own family of origin, you know, everybody serves in some way. You know, the parents are raising the children, and the children, they have responsibilities or obligations or whatever the case may be. So that's number one. Number two, guard your time. There must be self-care for you as well as time to attend to other needs, work, family. And what can happen, either due to being overly enthusiastic or feeling the need to prove oneself or whatever the case may be, a person just wears themselves down and out. And the Lord doesn't want that. There is a work-rest balance. The pastor has talked about that. But, you know, make sure, and when I say self-care, I mean things that enrich us spiritually and help us grow and keep us healthy, not, you know, 4 hours sitting eating wings or whatever my pastor likes to talk about, you know, not wasting time, but time that you really need to renew, you know, yourself. And then as well as time to attend to other needs, work or family work, whatever the case may be, because especially if you are a provider in the home, then, of course, you know, you have some kind of work that's bringing in an income. So you want to be careful about that and look at time management pieces. Number three, seek spiritual advice or counsel. Take a spiritual needs assessment. In our church, we do have that. Spiritual needs assessment, but you can take them online and talk to and pray with respected leaders of the church or Christian friends or family, because they don't necessarily have to be in your church, but if you know that, you know, it's been made apparent to you through the discernment of the Holy Spirit, this is the person who, you know, really and truly and sincerely, you know, has the joy of the Lord and seems to be, you know, walking according to the word, then they can have some insights too as far as what they see or recognize in you. Four, be open to professional development opportunities. And that's leadership training, such as what we had yesterday, and constructive criticism on some different ways to do things. That's a part of growth. And Brother Martrell Harris, who's attended Mount Zion Baptist Church in Nashville, which is where I was baptized 20 plus years ago, that's I'm sorry, I just got thrown off by an announcement. You couldn't hear it on the show from the studio. But anyway, yes, he talked about that, you know, being open to, in his role, receiving advice or input on feedback on how to improve. And then only join a ministry or community project with the purpose of serving the Lord and fellowship with other Christians. So two reasons. Serving the Lord and fellowship with other Christians, not to be the dude or a dudette or, you know, to get an award or anything like that, you know, because the Lord is going to, when it's time for him, you know, when it's time for those things to occur, you're going to get those things. He knows what blessings he's going to give us and when. But our main focus should be serving him in the fellowship with other Christians that encourages us in our walk, because he made us relational beings. Now, real quick, because for some reason this show is getting cut short, and I'm not sure why. Professionalism with a purpose, workplace ministry. So I know that I've been on jobs, and perhaps you've been on jobs where it was just a painful experience to go, and I've always loved what I do, you know. So that's been a blessing for me. I feel called into the occupation in which I'm in, school counseling, being a school teacher. But, you know, some people, not only have they not found that, but, you know, there's drama and trouble and issues, you know, on their job, you know, continuously. And so that can be kind of like, you know, a double-edged, you know, machete, if you will, I guess, because it really does cut, slice into you. But here are some ways that you can have profession with a purpose. Our purpose is saving souls and ministering the gospel to people, right? So number one, pray that you'll be filled with the wisdom of the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the joy of Jesus before you enter the workplace. So every morning or evening, whenever you go to work, before you go to work, take 5 or 10 minutes to renew in scripture and in prayer or in a devotional, some kind of way to get your mind set to enter into that space, even if you're in a positive workspace. I do that even though now I'm into very positive, uplifting workplaces. You just want to continue that because you never know what you're going to face or what's going to happen. Number two, pray for difficult coworkers, supervisors, bosses, whoever they may be, and be especially or extra especially caring, considerate, and thoughtful, which pleases the Lord when we are sincere. So you cannot do this sincerely. First, you need to ask for the sincerity for the Lord to soften your heart and humble you. So you will do it with sincerity and authenticity because the Lord knows our hearts. So you have to do that first. And then I was in a situation like that where I really had to just humble myself, you know, and deal with it. And it got better. The person got better, the supervisor I was dealing with. I didn't do that in the first situation I had, but in the second situation I did, and it did get much better. Number three, keep encouraging scripture and inspirational notes or nuggets in your workplace. This is, you know, this is uplifting. So I, you know, currently work at different schools. I travel between schools, so I don't have like a stationary workplace of my own, but I'm working with Christians in both environments. Praise God, hallelujah. And then as I travel to different classrooms at one of my schools to do the lessons, I look and see what the teachers have posted, and they're Christians, and they have scripture verses and other inspirational messages that just really uplift me. So I'm blessed in that regard. Number four, submit to prayer when the Holy Spirit leads and urges you. I don't care where I'm, what I'm doing. I will stop, you know, in the office, in you know, my workspace, go to the restroom and close door if I need that kind of privacy, and just fall on my knees before the Lord. I mean, that's just where I am now in my life. And in that moment of surrender and humility, and, you know, not being ashamed of the gospel of Christ, I am, you know, I'm blessed in that moment. And number five, take opportunities to witness, share the gospel, encourage others, and the Lord will provide organic opportunities for that. I'm sure you always have to wonder how I need to approach this without a person. The Lord, if your heart is open and willing, He'll provide the organic opportunities. And sometimes He will, you know, bring us to that place in our spiritual walk where we are approaching people. But a lot of times, you know, the Lord does provide, you know, the opportunities just as we are willing, you know, when we least expect them. So it is time for me to go. Wow. And I thank you for joining me. We're doing a different series in April, but thank you so much for being with me, and I pray that you have a very blessed week.